Hi friends, welcome to the Mama.Wife Life Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and each week we'll be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. Grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired.
Welcome back, everybody. So we are here with my husband, Tom.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking about sex. Oh, sex. And I was asking him, I said, what are you wearing? And he goes, great track pants.
Gray sweatpants, which apparently, I don't know how, it's become like some sort of a sexual phenomenon with women.
Because guys wear them
because
and,
women
and
love
their dick
the
just
gray
flapper.
Sweatpants. No, but,
yes,
the color, but it's the color gray. The gray sweatpants
because
are important.
It's very, because it's like white almost, and you can perfectly see the outline.
It's not white. Gray is not white.
Yeah, but that's a dark gray. They
it's
like the
white,
little light
man.
Gray.
It's not white.
No, because these are not the ones they like.
Oh, God. Okay.
So we're talking about sex.
Obviously, I'm behind the times because I'm 40.
Yeah, you're 42, turning 43.
Yeah.
Yeah, get with the program here.
Yeah, but I've learned recently that gray sweatpants are very sexy on men. Not the ankle, you know.
Not the tight ankle ones? You don't
like
those?
No, I don't like those. But, I don't know. I learned that it was like a thing. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, it's all over TikTok. It's
things
actually,
are happening.
It's
so strange in this COVID lockdown thing.
Yeah, COVID. What has COVID done for us, honey? What has it done for us?
Oh, aside from destroy my penis?
Destroy his penis? Or, so...
Not a bad thing,
I turned, like, 32, and I got all of my sexual hormones back in full force.
It's bizarre. For 32, wow.
Like, I'm at my prime.
I'm sorry, you've been a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex since I met you.
I just hated you for 4 years because we had kids and I was just not feeling sexy.
You blame me for all the stuff, yeah.
And then I think what honestly started it was me doing my OnlyFans. Mm. I think that really made my confidence. Wow. Because it was just me taking sexy pictures.
Well, the thing is, but nobody can comment when you do that with those things.
People can that are on my page.
No, but, yeah, but they do it like after the fact. Not,
oh, well, I don't have any negative comments, that's for sure. They're all like, hey. And so then I like get those and I'm like prancing around here like a sexy unicorn. Like, oh yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'm sexy.
With the pants,
ooh, baby.
The sheer
pants and I cut the crotch out.
Cut the crotch out, turn it upside down, and made it into a shirt.
Yeah. You were impressed. You were in the washroom and I come in and I'm like, look at this. You can see my nipples. And he's just like, where did you get those? I was like, they were pants. And he's like, those are pants. I was like, and now they're a shirt.
Well, I think that the COVID thing, if we're going to discuss the lockdown part of it, how it relates to sexuality and whatnot, is that having that controlled sort of environment, now you have to start looking inward in terms of, do I like where I live? Do I like my partner? Do I feel attracted to my partner and whatnot? And some, I think maybe my wife thought I was more attractive now because of COVID, because all she sees is me all the time. All the time. I have the ass of a 10-year-old boy. I still have a flat stomach at 42.
Well, I was like, I was like, you know, people are gaining like the COVID-20, the COVID-30, like, and you're over here and you're like, I've dropped 2 pant sizes. I'm like, oh, well, fuck you too, okay? Fuck you too with your perfectly tight ass and your tiny little waist. And I'm over here working it out. And then you're making fun of me because I was doing these like leg thingies.
What you were doing?
And you're on the couch and you're like, you know.
Hold on, but they don't know what the leg thing is.
I said, where it's like
you're
dry humping.
You're on your knees and you're humping something. Like it's like you're riding something.
Yeah.
Like a Sibian machine or something on the
floor.
It's called
practice.
There's no Sibian with
your
kids
practice.
Watching. Yeah.
Yep. How do you think I'm so good at riding? Hello. Hey, by the way, this is going to be a dirty podcast. So if you are not into it.
Tune out now.
Just stop. Just stop right now. Okay? If you're my family, just stop. I'm sure if my family, they've already turned it off. They're like, what?
Oh, my God. Did you imagine your grandma's like, oh, my... hello, Brittany. I listened to some of your podcast there, and I'm
and I have
a
some
little
questions.
Bit uncomfortable.
I have some questions. So, yeah. So, the one thing that being stuck in lockdown and, you know, literally being at home, and my poor husband has gotten to the point where now he wants to know what type of female Viagra that I'm taking and or special woman vitamins, mm-hmm. because at one point he was like, I think you need to stop. I think you need to lay off them. Because it was just, like, nonstop. I was just wanting to, like, jump him at all angles. And he could come home from work and he's just like, oh, it's just so tired. Don't have the energy.
True, but I mean, the motivation is still there, but the body is just so burnt from what I do. So, and last night, I would say last night, it was when the kids went to bed, like 8 o'clock?
Yeah, roughly. You okay. wanted to have sex.
But I had been awake for about 3 hours, because it went from like afternoon shift, so I worked till 11 p.m. on Friday and was at work by 7 a.m. The next day, which sucked. But I'm still randy. I'm like, I need my wife. I want to know my wife. And I came home, and she was like, yeah, let's go. And the kids just squashed all of that. And it took, I was still reaching beyond the 3 hours of sleep that I had to stay awake long enough to have it. And I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
You asked. And I was like, I am done. I was so tired. Because the kids went to bed later, right? So it was just kind of like, oh my God, we'll do it later. So, but we've become very inventive. Like, let me tell you, like, there's been many emergency...
Well, you have to revisit the whole emergency sex.
Emergency
concept.
Sex.
Yeah.
But it's, I go in and he'll be sleeping or something, and I'll just be like, hey, wake up.
Yeah. No, yeah. One morning, it was after a night shift, I think, and it was about 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, well, when I
we
am
have
in
about
the mood, 30,
we
I'm
have
in
about
the mood.
38, what the hell, you just being in the mood. I was too, obviously, because it was right there.
I know. You were sleeping, and I had to come in and whisper sweet nothings into your ear.
No, he didn't. I was awake.
Oh, the one time. Well, the one time.
You're a liar?
He was.
Yeah.
What, the one time that you were watching porn and jacking off and Mason turned
on? No, you jerk. No.
Because Mason turned on the baby monitor and gave it to me. And
like a year ago. No, that's not even a thing.
No, but he went upstairs, and I was just like, if we're having sex, we need to do it now. Because I want to have sex. And he's like, well, I want to have sex. And I was like, well, we need to communicate. I think that's kind of when the raping of me to you.
Well, there is communication, but there's also a breakdown because there's barriers like kids and
yes.
responsibilities and shit like that.
And completely different times.
Time, yeah, I live in a different time zone than you do all the time.
Yeah, because you're always working different shifts. And
yeah.
So, and I'm just like, yeah.
But it doesn't make it any less perfect because last time we actually had a good session. A really good session.
It was on the couch.
Yeah.
Right where we were sitting.
Yeah. And you had, like, what? How many? Four?
Like, four orgasms.
Four?
Yeah.
And you were, like, just paralyzed
yeah.
for, like, an hour after.
I got up, and I could
there
not.
There you go.
I could not walk. And it made me start thinking about how, because I made a video on TikTok, and I asked, you know, my husband thinks that I'm taking some female Viagra and stuff, and all these women were, like, that's what happens. Like, you're in your 30s, you really just kind of hit this sexual prime, and I was like, oh, my poor husband. Oh, the poor man. Because it's not, like, it's just that he's going to have to keep up
with
me.
I thought when
I
met you, you were at your prime.
And
then I learned it's wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong. Oh,
so funny.
There's
that's
a
true.
Beast locked up inside there until she hit 32.
32.
And it went to hell. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Well, I believe it's because my hormones went back to normal.
Yeah. Well,
right?
I thought I was in pretty good shape, but now I don't think I am. So...
Yeah. I feel like he feels like I'm, like, hunting him every day, you know? Like, he's doing something and he wears his headphones, and it's like,
I have, like, eyes in the back
yeah,
of my head,
look.
Like, walking around, like, oh my God, you gonna get me? Because
I'm just like,
oh my God, is she hiding there?
The prime opportunity. Both kids went to down earlier. Both kids are having a random nap. Let's have sex.
I'm not getting my balls grabbed, I'm not looking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've really started to enjoy sucking dick again. That's been something that's been enjoyable. And just, like,
yeah.
And also having, like, some attention on the titties. The titties have been fully paid attention to now because when I was...
They've developed now because...
Well, they've developed.
Kids.
I know. They were, like, these little...
When I met you, they were, like...
Doot. And now...
Beep, beep, beep.
And now...
A couple little dots
now,
on a board. But
when I was laying on you... It was like I had all this side boob hanging over the side of you, and you're like, look at you and your side boob hanging off of me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
side boob's pretty awesome.
It's been an interesting change because I remember last year it was just, we weren't having sex. We weren't even really communicating.
No.
We're
getting angry at each other a lot.
Angry.
We're just pissed off, fighting so fucking much.
And I feel like that, nuts. Like, COVID has made us kind of have to, like, learn to communicate. And I've also seen that there's been other relationships that COVID has been, like, shining a light on how much people don't communicate, and then they just end up splitting up. And a lot of them end up being able to... It's fine. Sorry, the... It's fine. It's fine.
Way to mess it up.
I didn't mess
Continue.
It
up. Continue. Yeah, go ahead. By all means, it's your podcast.
It is my podcast. As I was saying... is that we end up seeing more and more couples have, like, started to separate. Like, the divorce rate and also the domestic violence has gone up. But I've noticed a lot of couples have noticed, like, wow, I really don't fucking like you. Because, like, they can't do anything. They work, they come home. And I think that that's what happens is that when you become a couple... A lot of people get married for the wrong reasons.
Well, people...
Like, for, we have really good sex, so I'm going to marry you. And then that's all that you have.
Until you have that sort of... there's only two situations where someone, like, realizes that, A, I actually really like this person. Oh, my God, what have I been doing? I've been ignoring them. Or, God, I can't stand you.
It's true.
I got to go. There's only two situations in that scenario, right? Mm-hmm. But if the person's involved in those relationships or being honest with themselves, then you know, either it should have been like a thing before, but at this point now, it's probably better for them, right? If they figure this stuff out now, because you can't be stuck together and expect to, like, live together, never mind with kids, but anything else.
Well, that's... I don't like each other. I think that's just it, is that a lot of people have realized, like, I don't really like you. And I think because... In this day and age, we get so busy with, oh, I'm going to go to work, and then I'm going to go to the gym, and then I'm going to go to do this and this. And so you really are only spending a couple hours a week with your significant other, and then you lay in bed with them and sleep beside them, and then you have, like, the odd sex, and then you go back to work, and then you're with other people. Lockdown happens, and you're like, stuck with you.
No matter what, like, even before COVID, whatever, I would look forward to coming home and maybe having some hair-pulling, ass-spanking sex. You know,
we
that
would think
stuff
about it, and
the
then
time.
We come home and we would both get the kids in bed and sit on the couch and be like,
yeah. But then we find a way to do it afterwards. Just like in, like, moments where you don't think that it could actually occur properly.
Yeah.
You know, in 11 seconds, that's my go time.
Yeah, 11 seconds.
Yeah, when the kids are in the toy room next door and we're in the bedroom about 10 feet away, and can we do it? Can we do it? Okay, we're wasting time. Let's go. Let's try. Let's go.
They're in there and they have their show on and they're just playing. And we can just get away with it for, like, a few seconds.
But half the parent brain still, like, is in between, like, awesome sex.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, wait. Oh. Did you shut Blippi off? Oh God. Oh God. Move.
It's nice because our door's locked, so, like, no kids are going to walk in there, so don't send me any hate mail. Like, they're...
But sometimes I would say that with... Again, not all of you listening to this have kids, obviously, right? But in our situation, we still are very passionate people. I love to fuck and have sex.
Fucking is good.
Like, crazy hard sex. With kids, it's like, sometimes she'll tell me, like, tell me to, like, pull the trigger on a bomb, like, blow now, go.
We have to go. I'm in front of him.
I'm like, damn it. Oh.
Yeah, no.
But I've learned a little bit how to, like, blow just a touch. Okay, that's enough to not be a psychopath, like, the next 2 days.
Yeah, I've heard a new term called edging, because they're, right?
Yeah, I know about edging, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And I feel like that's what you do to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I do. Like, I save it up,
like,
I save it up.
Like, you do it to the point,
but it's like the Kama Sutra almost, or like, that Japanese sex thing where it's like, you hold off and pull it back.
What type of kinky sex do you like?
Kinky sex?
Yeah, kinky
nothing
sex.
To do with the butt. I'm not a big butt guy.
No.
Not on me.
It's fun for me because I always go and I stick my hands on his pants at the most, like, inopportune time for him. And he's like, get your finger out of my butt crack.
It has a radar because, like, your finger, like, you search it because you know I don't want fingers in my butt.
I know.
And you're still looking for it. And my butt goes, oh, your finger's right there. Looking around like I'm freaking
my
out.
My fingers? Know exactly where it is. Like, I just go, bloop.
Yeah, two in the stink for this one.
Yeah, right. Oh my
There's
God.
No pink, but
no,
yeah.
No, it's so funny. Well, no, because I was thinking about the sub and doms and, like, swingers and stuff like that. And I was telling them, you know, maybe when we're older, we'll be, like, swingers with our like, swingy boobs and our swingy ball sack.
Boobs look like two fried eggs. Yeah, and balls look like two fried eggs hanging on a nail. Yeah,
we'll just be excited that people
are other
people
flopping around. Be that guy in Italy that one time that I saw when I was, like, 20. Like, well, what is this guy doing? In Naples, had, like, a thong. Guy was wearing a thong.
Buying you a thong.
A big, fat, old, hairy Italian dude. Gonna buy and his nuts were hanging out either side. It was like a little...
That
like
is called freedom.
Oh, my God. It was freedom. Gross. I will never be that guy. If I hit that point, someone shoot me. Like, just put a bullet in my head, please.
Can you put them in your mouth and shake them around?
You're disgusting. You know that, right?
That's so gross.
That's gross.
Yeah, I'm so funny.
That's filthy.
It's so filthy. Yeah. Oh, the things we do to each other are filthy. So when you act,
they're a lot filthier, yes, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you've had your style toss once. Maybe once.
Yeah.
Way filthier things.
We're so inappropriate. Oh, man. And it's funny because, like, our youngest son was completely conceived on our floor while our other son was
in this house.
No,
the other house. In McCarthy,
On
a shag carpet.
Yeah, on a shade carpet. It was nap time in August. Did the dirty.
Right after that, we knew, it was like, who's got scissors?
Yeah, my husband went and got snipped. He's like, we're not doing this again. And that's like, I feel like now that we, like, because I think the problem that hit us is, like, we ended up having problems at our old house, and then we had to move into this one, and then he ended up having to relocate jobs, and so there was all these different things that caused us to just be so not looking at each other and just constantly, like, mad at each other. And so now this past year we've had to just relax, kind of, and just be like, hey, our kids are now able to go to bed and they stay asleep, and so we can come down here, we can have sex for 2 hours if we want to, or we can go have a bath and then have sex and then, you know, maybe go have another shower after sex.
Boston decides to have a different...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we have a baby monitor for.
Oh, so he's like my doppelganger. It's gross.
Yeah, no, it's like he has a sex radar. He knows. Oh, mom and dad are doing
hears
it.
Like, he hears... He's like... Aah!
I know, and we have a sound machine upstairs.
God,
so
just an explosion of sound in the house. Like,
I know.
Shit.
Mommy! Just like immediately just kills all the mood. You're like, well, there goes that whole thing. So it's been fun. It's been great being able to actually allow Tom to, like, suck on my nipples and play with my boobs, because I've been a breastfeeding mom, right? And now that our youngest is starting to not be a breastfeeding baby.
Well, it's a very interesting sort of concept, because when we were pregnant with Mason, you would just bolt out, like, 8 months pregnant, come out there on the couch, jump right on me, like, and just like a skid mark, rug burn on my skin because you hit me so hard, and just, like, bang me to fucking death. And I would touch your nipples, no problem. That,
But
after
having a baby, it was like, no go.
Even, like, blue on a nipple. Nope.
Yeah, nope.
Get a punch in the face.
Yeah. It's dental literally
reconstruction surgery coming at you.
It's been the last year that it's been, like, because it's not weird anymore. Like, it's more, he's not on them all the time. And it was hard for me to be like, okay, you can have them. And also, he can have them. Right? Like, it was weird.
Why don't I share with my son either? But
no.
Now that we're on that subject, actually, there were fun times where she'd be riding me like a cowboy. Just like, woo! And grab her boob and squirt me in the face with her breast milk because she was lactating. Oh, my God.
Well, and or when I would
right in the back of my throat or in my eye, like
It wasn't like on purpose. It was like when I was turned on.
No, it was totally purpose.
No, I'm saying I didn't think it was gonna shoot that far.
Oh, okay. So we still meant to do that.
I just meant to grab them. It's like when you get in the mood and you're like, oh, and you, like, want to grab your tits because you want to feel good, and all of a sudden you do it and it's like, and you're like fucking 8 streams of milk from your chest. You're like, oh shit.
I got a double barrel shotgun of breast milk right in my face.
You have a weapon in your face, right?
It was ridiculous. I was like, whoa, what's going on? Oh, God, what is that? Why does it burn my eyes?
Right? It got to the point where you were like, like trigger shot, you're like, I don't want to touch those. They're going to fucking explode my face.
Yeah, they're kind of like hand grenades. Like hand grenades, like literally.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I avoid them.
So, with this OnlyFans adventure that I've been doing, and because I'm a nude model and I take pictures, it has involved getting new heels and new lingerie. So, my husband comes home some days, and I'm doing pictures. And he comes, he came in the back door the one day, and I'm standing there in my heels, in my, like, skimpy little lingerie thing, and I'm, like, making sandwiches and snacks for the kids. And he comes in, and he's just like, he's like, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. Is this what you're wearing all the time now? You were all excited.
Well, hello 2021. Okay, good. I guess we're making a change.
Right? All right? Well, I know. Well, I think that's what it was, is like I needed to do something for my, that was for me, that wasn't going to cost money, that I could just do my own thing. It was easy. And it build my self-confidence, because, like, working out is fun, but, like, I fucking hate it. I hate it. I hate sweating. It's not fun. And I didn't feel like...
Pain is gain.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It is.
No. Beer is good.
Pain, that's not pain.
It can be in the morning.
That's calories and, like,
you it know, can be in the morning when you drink some more. Too much. If you wake up at 6:30 in the morning, you're like, oh, I drank way too much beer last night. Like, that's pain. See? Pain is gain.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
Oh my God.
I'm with you.
So, it's been a good year of just being completely sexual with my husband in a really long time. And it's like I try not to talk about it too much with my
other factors that make that comfort come as well.
Yes, but we've learned to talk. We've learned, like, mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. We've had our explosion of fights and stuff because we are very passionate people, whether we're loving each other or we're fighting each other. There's a lot of passion there. And so I think that we've just learned to communicate, and it's just evolved into now we're reconnecting. And I think that's a lot of what we were missing. And I'm glad that we were able to recognize that and see that and do that, because a lot of people aren't able to. I would rather have figured it out than live in misery and hate you and not ever have sex, because, like, I have great sex toys, but, like, the dick is way better.
Mabel has something to say about that. Yep. Big old fat lady cat. Yep.
Yeah, we have a cat now. As soon as I say the dick's way better, she's like, ow! She's like, yes, it is.
I ain't seen a dick in 30 years.
Seriously, literally. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm not editing any of it out. People are being, like, warned. Like, it's going to be...
Welcome to the COVID sex podcast.
Yeah, COVID sex podcast. So...
Or the effect on everything.
Seriously. I just am so happy that I can just come downstairs, and I've just been enjoying sucking his dick and him fucking me and sucking on my titties and spanking me and pulling my hair. It's just been great.
And you've been paralyzed for like 25 minutes afterwards. I can't get my water.
Yeah.
And it's literally an inch and a half away from her hand. She can't get it.
But I feel like because my confidence has gotten better, it turns him on because I'm confident. I'm not shy. I'm not, like, embarrassed about myself.
You've never been.
No, but that's it. Like, I was in my head about after having kids. Like, yeah, I might not be, like, discussing it with you, being like, oh, I just feel fat and gross. But I still felt unconscious. Not unconscious.
Subconscious. Yes.
Well, I felt unconscious after having that, being so tired.
Hold on. Google correct. What's the word?
Yeah.
Subconscious.
So, but yeah, I think it's really good that we talked about this. And it, like I said, it wasn't going to be a huge, long podcast, but I think it was really important to discuss it because everyone loves to talk about sex. I could just have a sex podcast. I should get people on here just talking about sex. I'd probably get removed from all platforms. Oh,
we could have another, like, 35 hours of that at least.
Yeah. Oh, well, like...
On our first 2 years of relationship, sure.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we went to the stripper motel?
Oh, the Woodbridge. Oh, yes. Smelled like baby powder and shame.
Yeah. And then we just had sex all over it. But at first I had to get absolutely smashed and then order Indian food.
Oh, God.
And it'd be delivered. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I drank a magnum of wine, right? And then we get the food food delivered. And I'm like, I can't deal with it. And so I tell him to just throw it out. And he's looking at me and be like, I'm not throwing out this, like, $40 worth of food. So he put it in the cupboard and was like, yeah, I threw it out. And I'm in the bathroom, like, just puking my guts out, hating my life, having to have a shower. Then I, like, came out, ate my food, because he's like, oh, do you want food now? I was like, oh, yeah, I do. And I'm like, you threw it out. He's like, no, I didn't. Duh. And so then I ate and then had a had another shower, brushed my teeth, and then we came in and we just started fucking again.
But exactly. And the sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex woke up the next morning, hours before I even, like, moved. Like, she was up at, like, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. Went downstairs and ate the stripper continental breakfast.
I did.
With all the, the sausage.
All the sausages. So
and the hash browns, and she brought this whole thing back up, so they're shoving her face full, like, oh, holy shit, are you the same person?
No.
Because you were, like, dying on the floor of the bathroom the night before. But still, like, the sex drive, though, I'm saying, like, this is, like, don't lose that drive, people. Don't lose it.
No, you need to.
Don't lose it. It keeps you alive.
Yeah.
It keeps you alive.
Because
there are actually medical... studies done that dictate that you stay alive a lot longer if you have sex more often.
Yes, 100%. And that's where it's like, it's super important. And I think it's really good because I grew up and it was very, and like an open conversation that I could have with people that were around me. And it's nice that I can have, it's not like an embarrassing thing. Because you know how some people meet, like, their significant other, and they don't want to talk about it, right? And it's like, me and Dom are in the kitchen making food, and whatever, and I look at him, I was like, I really want to suck your dick, and you bend me over here and fuck me really good. And we're just, like, doing dishes, like,
ding, or she's ding, like, ding. I feel like a butthole, can you check it out for me? And rips her pants down.
Look
in
at
the
my
middle
butt.
Of the kitchen, look at my butt, please.
Can you look at my butt? Oh, there's nothing there? Oh, do you want to smack it? Okay. That's all I really wanted you to do. I just wanted you to look at my butt and then smack it. Thank you.
Clean bill of health.
Yeah. There's nothing actually wrong with it. Just want you to look at it.
Ridiculous.
So, anything else that you want to bring up? Because I'm trying to think of, like, any fun ex... Like, we still haven't had car sex, which is, like, fucking hilarious. We've been together for 7 years.
No, you gave me a roadhead.
Yeah, roadhead.
Yep. That was once. Only once.
Yeah.
That was like 6 fucking years ago. Wow. That's way too long.
Go on a road trip tomorrow. Call this work.
Yeah. Hi, mother-in-law. Yeah, come on over for, give me about 4 hours. Yeah.
We're going for a drive.
Way deep in the country.
Yeah. Right? She's like, where are you walking? Like, don't worry about it. We're not getting out of the car.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, so. No, we, exotic places, no. Like, it's no. hard when you have, like, I guess 2 toddlers, obviously. That's kind of a hard thing. But we did, coming back from the college at one time.
Oh, yeah, we had sex.
Yanked off. I was like, no, we're pulling off. I yanked it off the highway. We went to some secluded, someone's property.
right beside the highway. And we had sex. I remember that.
I had to stomp down thistles and, like, bushes, all these thorny, like, stabby things.
That was when I had my Malibu, right?
Get in there.
That's when I had
Saturn.
The Saturn, right? Okay. Because we didn't have Mason.
Nope. That was pre-kids.
Yeah.
Pre-kids.
Yeah.
Right. That would never happen now. Hey, Mace, just watch out for...
just watch your brother. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
it's fine.
We'll be back in
the exterior. Yeah.
Here's a tablet. Go ahead.
Yeah, no.
No, never happened.
So
right?
funny.
You can't do that.
Yeah, no. So we had sex in some guy's... field.
Yard.
Mm-hmm.
It was his yard. It was like, literally, I could see his living room from...
No, we couldn't.
Like, there's a line of trees right there.
Yes.
I could see a house.
Oh, my God. You're ridiculous. I didn't know that! Thanks for the heads up.
Oh. Did you care?
No.
No, you did not.
I'm too busy getting railed in the bush. If I was going to make a joke about, you know how, like, if a tree falls in the bush, they wouldn't hear it?
Yeah, maybe. Right. I don't know. Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And I will be back next week with another ridiculous podcast. So enjoy your Sunday night and take care. Brush your hair.